But Jim, obviously you said that my show was the first podcast that you started listening to, right?
Right. Yeah, that was the first one. And then I saw your blog roll and, you know, you had mentioned other podcasts like Archer. I started listening to Archer and I was really intrigued by the gangbang shows because I like hearing different opinions on different subjects. So it all kind of blossomed from there, you know, and then I got interested in with the blog roll. I found the Feast of Fools, which is one of my favorite podcasts, and Big Fatty Online. Big Fatty, you're my hero. You have such a sense of humor.
Well, I love Mr. Big Fatty, and I want to get him on the program, so tell him he needs to be on my show.
Oh, definitely. I would tune into that one. Definitely, yes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
This is the Fat One, and this is episode 126 of the BFO for Friday, the 25th of July, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I have no fucking idea. Oh, Lord, y'all. I am fat. And, yeah. And I have no fucking idea what I'm going to talk about today. I have no notes. I am going to go ahead and start off by finishing singing this happy birthday song that Julie Andrews sang at Radio City Music Hall to the tune of My Favorite Things. I'll just do what I did yesterday, too, because, you know, I was very rushed yesterday when I was trying to do this, and I don't think it got the the notoriety that it deserved. Hot tea and crumpets and corn pads for bunions. No spicy hot food or food cooked with onions. Bathrobes and heating pads and hot meals they bring. These are a few of my favorite things. Back pain, confused brains, and no need for sinning. Thin bones and fractures and hair that is thinning. And we won't mention our short, shrunken frames when we remember our favorite things. When the joints ache, when the hips break, when the eyes grow dim, then I remember the great life I had, and then I don't feel so bad. Okay, I'm sure you're all delighted that that's finally fucking over. Now, y'all, Big Fatty got a package today, and he had been expecting this package, and I'm not going to mention what I received nor from whom it came, but you know who you am, because this person has asked me not to mention anything about this person or what was in the package. But thank you to unnamed person. Like I say, you know who you am. And Big Fatty will cherish the unnamed item in the package from the unnamed person who lives in the unnamed place. So, anyway, I hope that's clear as mud. And, let's see. What happened at the coal mine today? Oh, Larry Klein and I went and had the Chick-fil today. And, y'all, I'm taking him to get his car, the oil changed in his car, next Thursday. DJ David J. We saw at the Chick-fil that they're going to be giving away free cinnamon rolls that morning. So we'll drop his car off for the oil change, and we'll go Get some cinnamon rolls. Now, y'all, I do have a couple of more voice letters that I would like to play at this time. And why am I waiting around to play them, you may ask? Well, the answer to that is I have no fucking idea.
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there? Yellow.
Hello?
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 Yo, yo.
Hello?
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 Hey, Big Fatty. It's Bill in St. Louis. Hey, I was listening to yesterday's show and got called out and got a verbal spanking from you for not calling in because you don't know whether your listeners are still out there. Well, I wanted to let you know I am still out here, and I listen to every show every day. They're all great, and I love every one of them. So I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much, Bill in St. Louis. And Big Fatty is very happy to learn that you are not hot. Oh, my. Well, y'all, that either means that Big Fatty is about to have a colonic explosion or that Bill in St. Louis is voice letter number 175 into the BFO. And I believe it's the latter of those two, even though Big Fatty may have a colonic explosion before this is all over with. So, Bill in St. Louis, I have a Big Fatty online t-shirt for you. It's an extra large. If that's too small, that's too bad. If it's too big, that's too fucking bad. But if you'll send me your mailing address, I will send out the Big Fatty online t-shirt to you. And y'all, I encourage all of you to, give Big Fatty a call. It's like I said on yesterday's show, it's what all the cool kids are doing now. So, you know, you might as well get in on all the action and fun. And who knows, maybe even you can win a fabulous prize from the BFO. Who knows? And, who knows? I may even throw in a box of Rice-A-Roni. You know, that's the San Francisco treat, along with that t-shirt, but probably not. But we'll see. So, congratulations to Bill in St. Louis for being voice letter number 175 here on the BFO. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the voice letters, because now I have one from a very, very famous attorney.
Hey, Big, it's Ryan Starr Jones. I'm just calling to tell you that Julie Andrews forgot this verse. Pockmarks and posies and people with rashes, pigeons that shit on my nose and eyelashes, Shelly Winters and dildos on strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Bye.
Oh, Lord, y'all, just when you thought it was safe and there would not be any more mention of that fucking song, and Ryan Starr Jones comes up with his own verse. Do you have, maybe each of you out there has a verse you'd like to call in and sing to the BFO? You know the little tune? I'm a little surprised that Cunty McCuntcunt hasn't called in with a verse or two from for the Julie Andrews thing, or, you know, some other old fuckers out there. Yeah, well, I guess you don't have to be an old fucker, even though, you know, some of y'all who think you're old, you ain't really old. Even though I have to admit that Big Fatty enjoys hearing the young ones say, I'm getting so old. Oh, it was 1978, and I can't believe I'm so old. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, you know nothing. But you know, y'all, somebody who does know something is a Scotty from down in Australia. Good day, Scotty.
Pod fading. Pod fading. Yes, well, hello. In hospital, getting gallbladder removed. Thanks for your card and well wishes and SMSs, emails, and et cetera, et cetera. I will cut a bitch. Where is Omar when you need him?
Well, it sounds like bitter party of one, bitter party of one. Evidently, y'all, Scotty, as we heard on a show earlier this week, Scotty down there in the Australias had the gallbladder surgery, and that's why we hadn't heard from him, lady. Oh, Jesus, why do I always fuck up? Lady, oh! But, as in Holt, no, I can't steal that one. That one's too ruined already. Anyway, Scotty, I hope you're doing much better from your gallbladder surgery, and I hope that the main symptom of gallbladder problems, which of course we all know is pod fading, will now be taken care of now that you've had your gallbladder removed. So if any of the rest of you think you may be pod fading, it may be a good idea to have your gallbladder removed. And you know what else also helps with pod fading? Yeah, that's right. Memory Lane music. Well, y'all, today's hint for cartoon Memory Lane music, and by the way, I'm going to have a special little treat for you at the end of the show. It's not really cartoon Memory Lane music, the treat, but it's going to be, we'll call them, what are they called? They're called furries. We'll have furry Memory Lane music at the end of the show, and I want each of you to join me at the end, and we'll all sing together. But today, for cartoon Memory Lane music, we are going to have your clue, which is Wally Cox.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
When criminals in this world appear and break the laws that they should fear and fight through all who see or hear, the cry goes up so far and near for underdog.
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 Underdog. Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who love or plunder.
Underdog.
Hoorah!
Underdog. Ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh-ah-ooh. When in this world the headlines read of those whose hearts are filled with greed, who rob and steal from those who need to right this wrong with blinding speed, go underdog.
Underdog.
Underdog,
underdog, speed of lightning, roar of thunder, fighting all who rob or plunder.
Underdog.
Well, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the theme from Underdog, which was an American animated TV series that debuted on October the 3rd, 1964 on NBC and continued in syndication until 1973 for a run of approximately 124 episodes. Now, y'all, I was reading on the Wikipedia, the wiki, that I found this interesting, that in 1960, handling the General Mills account was an account executive with the Dancer Fitzgerald Sample advertising agency in New York, who teamed up with some other folks for the creation of a television series of cartoon shows that would help sell breakfast cereals for General Mills. And those shows included such characters as King Leonardo, Tennessee Tuxedo, and Underdog. So actually, Underdog was created to sell breakfast cereal. Now, Underdog usually was out trying to protect Sweet Polly Purebred, and the voice of Underdog was indeed Wally. Actor Wally Cox. And do y'all remember what Underdog did when he was not Underdog in his unassuming role? He was a shoe shine boy. And did you know that Underdog had powers similar to those of Superman, which included flight, super strength, and invulnerability to conventional weapons. But some of his other powers include X-ray vision, super breath, cosmic ray vision, atomic breath, atomizing eyes, ultrasonic hearing, and a great calculating brain. Huh. So, that was Underdog, y'all. And now I feel like I need to eat some Lucky Charms or something like that. You know they're magically delicious. I don't know if you knew that or not. Well, y'all, I had read-throughs on Wednesday night, and the whole cast was at the show together for the first time, and the first time we sat and read through the entire play. And, y'all, I can't say anything except for the fact that I am delighted with the way that it is all going right now, because I think it's going to be a pretty good show just based on my gut feeling. And you know, Big Fatty knows a little something about gut feelings. Did you know that? Yeah, I have one of those. So anyway, I think all of the actors are going to be excellent. They seem to all enjoy their roles, and by roles I mean parts, not like a cinnamon roll or something. Did I mention that there's going to be a free cinnamon roll at the Chick-fil-A that Larry Klein and I go to on the 31st of July? Okay, maybe I did. I don't remember. You know, I have that RSC or whatever it's called. Now, y'all, I did say right before the Memory Lane music began that I had a little special song that I wanted all of us to sing together. So if you're in the room with someone else right now, I'd like for, you know, maybe if everyone could just rise and everyone can maybe just join hands. And I think regardless of what age you are, you are going to know this song. And I just want you to think of Big Fatty as you're singing this little song with everyone else, and just realize that Big Fatty is always very appreciative of the 20 minutes a day that you give him. So y'all, join me in singing this special song. Kidding! Kidding! To the end of another week here at the BFO, and Big Fatty wanted to pull a fucking little furry Barney joke on you here on Friday. But y'all, I really do appreciate you listening, and as corny as that is, I can't help but think that every time you think of that big fat purple thing singing I love you, that you won't think of Big Fatty, because, you know, even he's a Big Fatty also. Blarney, I tell you what, Big Fatty never watched the Blarney, but anyway, I know that he always sang that song, and y'all, I'm going to be singing it in your ear again come Monday. I will see you then. Call me!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.